Hi, my name is Tim Stannard, and I'm 55 years old. Today is July 1st, just a couple of days past the 50-year anniversary of Stonewall. And I'm recording this interview in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm speaking with my friend, Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, I'm Yvonne Ritter, and I am 68 years old.
Yes, and you just had a birthday, didn't you?
I just had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
My birthday is June 27th, 1951. My birthday was right around the time of the Stonewall Uprising.
That's right. Before we get to that, I wanted to just ask you to just, since we're speaking about your birth, you don't have to start at birth, but can you tell us a little about your childhood and your upbringing?
Sure. I grew up in a neighborhood where most of the people were either Irish Catholic or Italian Catholic. Mm. I was mixed Spanish Catholic and German Catholic. Mm. So I had a Catholic upbringing. I
was taught by the Dominican sisters. Mm.
I thought we were going to go to hell. Most of us, we thought we were going to go to hell, when I was in grammar school, parochial school, I went to.
Yeah.
And after that, I went on to I took the diocesan exams. Mm-hmm. Which were where you would try to go to because my mother and my parents wanted me to go to a Catholic high school. They wanted me to get the best education. Well, they didn't realize that wasn't always the best education,
Right.
So, but that was their idea. My father was he drank a lot, so he was a good guy, but mm-hmm. a brilliant guy. He was brilliant, but he kept it really. He just kind of. He was a biologist, mm-hmm. And he works for Charles Pfizer. Mm-hmm. He made good money at that time,
Let me ask you something. What age would you say, or what time of your life did you start to realize maybe you were different than
the other kids? Oh, I always wanted to be the girl.
I
always wanted to be a girl. I was, 6, 7, mm-hmm. 8 years old, even earlier than that, This is funny. It's funny that they should have this on, this sexual abuse of the priests, because we had a we had a priest that was accused of that, and I myself had experiences with this priest. I'm not going to mention names,
right?
Because I don't want to. Say names of people.
Of course.
We had certain priests that were,
pedophiles, basically.
Pedophiles.
Yeah.
There was just this one or two that was were considered to be, but they were. I don't know whether they were exactly pedophiles or they were just. We thought that they were, you know.
Yeah.
So we had priests that were. That would disappear and then and then not come back, you know.
Just get replaced or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So tell me about when did you come out? Either I guess to yourself and then maybe later to other people, but about your feeling like you really wanted to be a girl. You just kind of always knew that.
Yeah, well, I used to play the girl and all the people would be, we would have, we would play like, Civil War and,
right.
I would play the girl, I would play the Southern Belle or, I really got to work my acting chops, I always played the girl.
Right.
Most of the time I played the girl. And most of the time, you couldn't get girls to play. The girls were playing with their own stuff.
Right.
They were doing their own thing, and they didn't want to be bothered with boys or anybody who, that was like crossing gender lines when you were a boy and wanted to play a girl,
right?
So when I was always that one, like a young child who wanted. I never felt like that. People used to call me queer, strange, Mary, and that used to hurt me, used to hurt my feelings, and I used to wonder why people were like that. Why couldn't you just be who you wanted to be or act like you wanted to act?
Right.
So.
And when did you? Was it only later when you, I guess, moved away and stuff that you were able to start to do that, to be who you wanted to be, or what was that like?
Well, originally, in high school, I was able to do that. I was able to, I used to go to parts of Brooklyn and parts of Manhattan. To gay bars, and I just thought that was like I am who I am, that kind of
right,
and I used to do a drag thing, and I was pretty good at it.
Yeah. Did you have a drag name?
Not really.
No.
I used to always wanted to be Cinderella.
Yeah. The princess.
The princess, yeah. The queen.
So was that, tell me about your early days in New York. What was it like? When was that?
That was in the late 50s. Oh, you mean the...
Like when you moved to New York, like when you got older and actually moved out and... Is that where you first moved to when you left home into Manhattan, or did you live somewhere else before that?
That's when I first. I was like after I graduated from high school.
Yeah.
And I started college.
Like the early 70s, that must have been. Yeah. Is that right?
Late 60s, early
70s. Yeah.
I was a. I went to a Catholic college too, St. Francis